It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
I have no idea where we're about to go with this story, but if I had to guess, Breezy accidentally drugged herself over the weekend at a wedding. And like she says,
these things happen.
They do happen, yes. They happen to the worst of us.
I don't know if I can say I drugged myself. Maybe I got drugged.
You ever accidentally take NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time? I don't recommend it. Half my body was trying to wake up while the other half was trying to go to sleep.
Talk about ultimate sleep paralysis.
It was really rough.
I just feel like drugs are, you know, we take them so... like loosey-goosey, right? Oh, let's take an Advil. Oh, let's take a Tylenol.
Yeah, of course. You just start popping stuff.
You know, and I woke up Saturday morning, the day of the wedding, and I was unwell. I was very nauseous, very upset stomach, all the things.
And why? Nerves?
You know, it's my big day. No, I'm kidding.
It's your big day. You know, you're not, though. You probably thought... your best friend getting married on Saturday. You probably thought that day was about you.
It's my big day. No. No, I just like ate something really bad. It was just like, I don't know.
From the night before.
Unwell. Yeah, I was unwell. So my friend's a PA and I was just like, I need Zofran. Like, I need something. And she was like, okay. So she went and got me things and I was feeling better. I was feeling good. And then we went through the day and we did the wedding and everything was just perfect. It was... went off without a hitch. The weather held. It was amazing.
No, we're looking at the Doppler here. Saturday was supposed to be 65% chance of rain. And you wake up Saturday morning, it was beautiful out. And I was thinking of you too. Mm-hmm. I was like, really, I hope the weather holds up.
I think it sprinkled to like 10 and it was great.
The whole weekend was beautiful.
So I was one of the first people to go for hair and makeup.
Sure.
And I did a party pony. So I had a nice pony on the top of my head. It was absolutely iconic. The problem was it was a little tight.
Right.
It was a little tight and I had extensions in and it was heavy. And by, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'd been wearing it since 8 and my head was starting to really hurt. And, you know, as I get older in my old age, I'm 30.
Right.
I had one sip of Riesling, instant headache. Oh, I can't drink wine like that, especially with a tight head. Like, I don't know. It was just...
it's so hard to drink wine with a tight head, you guys.
Yeah. Don't tighten that head when you drink Riesling. You know what I'm saying? So I was drinking... I had one sip of Riesling and I had a tight pony. And I was like, well, my head split in half. So.
Game over.
No, I was in so much pain. I was like splitting headache, unwell.
So all of a sudden you start looking for people who have Vicodin in their purse.
Yeah. So I was like, does anyone have anything to knock me out? No. So I was asking around for Advil, Tylenol, anything to just ease my headache just slightly. And my friend, who's a nurse, was like, oh, yeah, they have Advil in the bathroom. They have good Advil, too. Like, they have 200 milligram, like, strong Advil. And I was like, okay, great. So I'm walking over. And the thing about this venue that was kind of a little hairy was there was only 2 bathrooms on the whole place.
Oh, that's
like
shady.
Like, 2 single stall bathrooms.
What are you going to do with that?
And, like, there was a line snaking around. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is
nobody
drama.
Nobody wants to wait in line to use the restroom at a wedding.
It was just trauma. So the guy who was a groomsman, who was next in line to go into the bathroom, I said, listen, I need to go get Advil. I don't need to go into the bathroom. He's like, oh, no worries, Breeze. I'll grab you Advil. I was like, okay, great. He goes in, comes out, hands me. It's all in like a sheet. You know how pills are in sheets? Like normally Advil just like comes in a bottle. But right. I was taking what the nurse said, and I was like, oh, she said it's good Advil. It's obviously packaged different. It's stronger.
So you basically had somebody else go into the bathroom to get you these pills?
Yeah, because he was next. And I didn't want to like...
Did it say Advil on it?
So it was a sheet.
Yeah.
So I was like, popped them up, and I got two in my mouth, and then I'm looking and reading the back, and I'm like...
Did it say PM?
It said... It literally was... First of all, the pills were pink, so... Like, they were white and pink, so I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
White and pink.
And then I was, like, reading the back, and it said nothing about Advil, nothing about pain relief, like, nothing. So I run over to my friend who's a PA.
Pepto?
She goes, you just took two Benadryl.
Oh! Yeah. Yes, it is Benadryl. It was probably 30 milligrams. And the pink and the white pill capsule.
She goes, night.
It's Benadryl.
See ya.
Why would they have that in the bathroom?
I don't know. Seasonal allergies? I don't know. I was like, wait, what?
But
she goes, no, you literally just took two Benadryl and you're going to be literally sleeping in like 20 minutes.
Not to mention you've already started drinking a little bit and you mixed those
two. And then
two.
She was like, you need to stop drinking because you can't really drink on that. Now I'm panicking and I'm like, oh my God, now I start yawning. It's 7:30. I'm at a wedding. I've been waiting for this wedding for years, right? Was there when they got engaged, was there through all the events. Now I'm going to be sleeping through the wedding? And yeah. I look at the guy who gave it to me. I was like, you literally just gave me Benadryl. He's
right.
Like, he's Canadian. He doesn't know what's going on.
I was like, I don't know. Basically, it's to help you, and it will induce sleep, but that's for sure. But it's antihistamine, I believe. I don't know. You can use it for a lot of different things, but you don't want to take Benadryl at a wedding.
My headache did go away, but I was also sleeping, so there's that.
It's amazing that you started asking questions of what the pills were after you took them.
They were already in my body.
Right, why would you do that?
I already ingested. Well, I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to OD.
Did you fall asleep?
I literally was like...
Dozing off.
So tired by like 9.
And your girlfriend came to this wedding with you.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was great. She was like, you're sleeping, but it was fine.
All right, but she didn't really know... A whole lot of people. So it was kind of up to you to introduce her.
Yeah, she knew some of my friends, but, you know, it was me making the intros and I was, you know, sleeping standing up. So
I think a lot of us have made the mistake of taking a couple of things we probably weren't supposed to take.
Accidentally. Like, what do you like throw it up? Like, what do you do? There's nothing you can do. It's literally already seeping through every pore of your body.
Right.
So, yeah, I fully got drugged/drugged myself. At the wedding this weekend. I regret nothing.
Oh my
God. I slept like a baby.
Years ago, my buddy went in for a job interview. Supposed to be this was the make or break for him. He needed this.
Okay.
And he was living with his girlfriend at the time. He wakes up in the morning, has a cup of coffee, eats a brownie. Yes, you probably already know where this story is going. You probably already know where we're going with this. He eats the brownie. His interview is in about 2 hours. Well, that brownie was not a regular brownie, ladies and gentlemen.
Laced with marijuana.
That kicked in so hard. Needless to say, he didn't get the job.
Yeah, no.
You know what? It's his girlfriend to blame. She left him there. She knows he likes. It's just the two of them. They don't have kids or anything. Can you maybe put a sign that says, hey, not your regular brownie.
Moose goes, a friend of mine. That friend was yourself.
No, not me. But man, I felt so bad for him. He was gone. He was in outer space.
I was literally like, I was kind of levitating on the Benadryl because I didn't have anything for it to relieve. So I was just chilling with two Benadryl in my system.
Now you just have to wait for it to pass. And that's how it goes.
And then I was sleeping. So. You were sleeping.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.